I said that was lazy. You ought to go and get them a job and work. Yeah. And not hang around begging people for something. That's not right. That's just laziness and triteness. There's too many jobs that people could work besides sitting around begging. It's bad enough for the blind man to beg besides a nice healthy person. Yeah. Young, strong and healthy ought to have a job.
Young, strong, healthy people, you say they're mighty?
Lazy if they don't want to work.
Okay.
I would be lazy if you don't want to work.
But talking about you, Miss Vance, they would say, Miss Vance acts like she's 16. She's
an old young lady. That's what they would call her.
Okay.
I'd say it's not true. But I just go around and do what I got to do, and that's it. So it does. I don't know. A lot of people say for my age, I does well. Because after the farm, I jumped the fence along with the others. Not to keep up with them, because I have to. We don't have a ladder. I didn't have a one way over. But to get over, go walk about 2 blocks where the gate was, you know. And we was way ahead of our place, way in the back. And I wasn't about to walk that fast. I went over the fence, just like the rest of them did. In fact, I went over more than my daughter did, because she's too slow. By the time she do this, do that, I was over and turn the water on. See, where we have a hose pipe that runs from 1 yard to another yard. And instead of go all the way around that man's fence to get in, I just go over the fence. I slipped once, but I didn't hit the ground.
But they say for your age, you're still...
Mr. Ward said for my age, I was pretty frisky. He said, Miss Vance, I never think you were 66 years old. You act like a woman about 40. I said, well, I don't feel that. I feel the illness sometimes. I said, I feel bad, but I just keep going. I said, when you got something to do, you got it to do. But I just feel bad a lot of times. And sometimes I just think I'm not going... Sometimes if I sit here a long time, when I get up, I feel sort of stiff. But I don't stop. I go anyway. Once you stop, that's it.
Okay. Now, if the children are out a little bit later than usual, you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
Worried about them.
You wouldn't say you felt easy about it.
I feel worried about them. Unless they call me. If they didn't call me, then I wonder if they had an accident or something happened to them or somebody attacked them.
Yeah, you say, I feel a little bit, not easy about it. You say, I felt
I wouldn't say uneasy. I'd say I'd feel worried, because I was even worse than uneasy. I was worried. Okay. My children would stay late, and they didn't call. Most of the time they would call. But if they was at a party or someplace and had nothing, had car trouble, and they had no place, supporting you on the highway and couldn't call, I'd be worried sick until they got home, until I heard from them.
Okay. You might say, well, she's worried now, but she didn't.
Well, when I talk to someone about it, like one of my children or friends, one of the people I worked for, I say, well, I'm worried about the kids. They went off to a dance and they hadn't got back yet, and I don't know what happened to them. And I'm worried. And they say, well, don't worry, they're all right, because no news is good news.
You know, talking about, they might say, I can't understand why she's worried now. She
never worried before?
She used
to worry?
She worried.
That wouldn't be the truth. Because I've always worried about mine.
Yeah.
Even though it's out of town. Like the one called me yesterday from California. She told me she had wrote me a letter. That her and her husband had a little misunderstanding, and she was mad at him, so she went and slept on the sofa and left him in the bed. And so she wrote and told me what she should do about that. Whenever my kids have trouble, they always write or they call. And she said that she was mad that she wanted to come home. So then she called me to tell me when I get the letter, ignore the letter, because they're made up now, they're all right.